Chapter 10. Blood Gullet was now sailing through the mossflower woodlands, away from its normal habitat of the open sea. It was a novelty to the vermin crew. Sunlight and shade, the absence of wind, and tranquil, waveless waters. The only bar to their pleasure was that the ship had to be poled upriver. Without the aid of sail and with the current, however gentle, running against them, they were forced to propel their vessel to its destination. Vizca Longtooth kept to his cabin, leaving Codge and a stoat named Bilger in charge of the crew. The pair patrolled up and down the ranks of vermin crew beasts, who were sweating at their long paddles, punting the ship along. Codge flicked the knotted rope's end about idly. He was secretly scared to use it. Some of the crew were vicious, bad-tempered beasts, who would not take kindly to being whipped. It was slow progress, and the crew soon became disenchanted with the rustic surroundings. They began complaining aloud.
Youch! I've been eaten alive by insects.
They ain't insects. They midges.
They might be midgets, but they got giant teeth.
Ain't there no cool water to be out of all this tub?
Aye, and we ain't stopped once for victuals. I'm hungry.
I'm getting splinters off'n these paddles.
You ain't getting splinters off'n their paddles. That's with scratching your head, mate.
Codge sniggered openly at his clever remark. The recipient of it, a hulking, boulder-headed weasel, snarled at him.
Do you think you're funny, Codge Stumple? How would you like me to bust this paddle out of your stumpy behind?
Codge was nettled by the remark about his lack of tail, but he did not fancy his chances against the big weasel. Pretending he had not heard the insult, Codge stalked off to his brother's cabin. Vizca was rocking in a hammock, sipping grog. He eyed Codge irritably.
What is it now? Another mutiny on our paws.
The smaller fox fidgeted with the strands of his rope end.
It's that lot out there. Nothing but moan, moan all the time. What am I supposed to do? You're the captain.
The golden fox heaved himself from the hammock and peered out the open door at the sky.
It's getting on for eventide. Tell him to down paddles and rest for the night. Anything else to repose?
Codge shuffled his foot paws awkwardly.
Ain't much drinking water left.
Vizca lashed out, cuffing his younger brother's ear.
Well, don't tell me, thickhead. Lower the barrels into the river. This is fresh water we're sailing in. Or didn't that thought seep into your brain?
Codge tried to leave the cabin quickly, but Vizca caught him tight by his tail stub.
Next you'll be telling me we're low on victuals. Organise a show party and get into that forest out there. Ha! Place must be full of fruits and roots, birds and eggs and all kinds of victuals. Do I have to tell you everything, eh?
Codge tried to justify himself.
But what about the stripe hound? Who's going to watch him?
The golden fox shoved his brother contemptuously out through the cabin door.
Don't talk, stupid. That old rockhead ain't going nowheres with an iron chain holding him to the mast. The stripe hound will be dead in a few days. I was watching him this morning. He ain't gotten long to go now.